The Teachers and Education Workers Union, TEWU, of the University of Ghana are agitating against authorities of the institution over delay in payment of salary arrears. They say though government has given the institution the green light to make such payments, management has refused to do so. Benjamin Ajayi Boateng reports.
The chairman of the workers' union, Augustine Kabor, speaking during a meeting of workers on the University of Ghana premises, said life has been difficult for the workers due to the delay in the payment of arrears spanning over 20 months brought about by the single spine salary structure.
As an hour don't work, I'm not a management, but according to our meeting with auditors yesterday, the figures are clear now. It involves a quantum sum of about 700 million Ghana cedis for the whole 20 months. For the first 5 months, it's about 20 million Ghana cedis that will be paid to workers. New Ghana cedis, if you convert that to old cedis, that's about 20 billion. So that's a huge amount.
Mr. Kabari said staff of about 10 polytechnics and one university have been paid the arrears, but the authorities at the University of Ghana have failed to pay theirs. He said government asked the institutions to start payments of the arrears from October last year till July 2012, when the arrears could be accommodated by the government. Since payment has not begun and it's already January 2012, the chairman of TEWU said he fears that subsequent payments won't be made. Though agitated, the workers, who number about 3,000 according to the chairman, are not considering going on strike.
And we as a local union, we don't have that capacity to declare a strike. Strike must always be declared by our national leadership. And we respect them, we will not want to breach any law.
Workers of the Teachers and Education Workers Union of the University of Ghana, Legon, and then that report by Benjamin J. Boateng.